This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. On the 4th of July, there were protests for police reform in Colony, Carmel, and New Paltz, and one against mask wearing in Kingston. The Times Union reports that there were also competing protests on different sides of the street in Del Mar. On one side of the intersection of Delaware and Kenwood Avenues in Del Mar, protesters chanted Black Lives Matter, and on the other side, demonstrators held signs that said, "We support Bethlehem Police." There was much yelling between the two sides. A few people talked about common ground. Jody Heffernan said she was there for the police rally, but that she, quote, can't pick a side, unquote, as she has many friends who are police and a daughter that is biracial. Heffernan supports the police, but, quote, you're seeing too many videos of officers acting in ways they shouldn't, unquote, she said. Across the street, 16-year-old Sydney Afonso, a Bethlehem High School student, said she, quote, got help from the police, and I'm grateful for that. We're saying the system is corrupt, and black lives need to matter right now. We're trying to get people to care and see what's going on, unquote. This coming week, there are other protests planned in Cairo, Kinderhook, Ghent, Chatham, Kingston, Monticello, and North Adams in Massachusetts. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that federal authorities have charged Timothy Ammerman, 29, of Saugerties, with civil disorder and conspiracy, alleging he supplied Samantha Shader of Catskill with materials used in the May 30th attempted firebombing of a police vehicle in Brooklyn. Ammerman, a painter, allegedly supplied Shader, 27, with paint cans, glass bottles, marijuana, and gas money for her journey to New York City to, quote, cause hell, unquote. Authorities found a note with Ammerman's fingerprints in Shader's car. He later admitted to supplying Shader with the, quote, projectiles to throw at police and counter-protesters, unquote, according to the federal complaint. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Greene County Administrator Sean Grodin, July 1st, presented to the full legislature a proposed policy for county employees planning to take out-of-state trips. The proposed policy would require a Greene County employee traveling to a state designated by New York as high risk for COVID-19 for leisure or any other non-work-related reason. The required 14-day self-quarantine time must come from the employee's vacation for personal days. Quote, a one-week vacation could become 3 weeks without that employee, unquote, legislator chairperson Patrick Linger said. Legislator William Lawrence from Cairo asked how testing results affect the quarantine requirement. Lawrence asked, quote, if upon their return they are negative for the virus, does it override the governor's 14-day quarantine, unquote? Grodin said the quarantine would still be in effect regardless of the test result, but the requirements are different for essential workers. Some employees may face situations where they lack the vacation or personal days to cover the quarantine, Grodin said. As of last week, the states affected by the travel mandate include California, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Utah, and Texas. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Democrat Betsy Kratt has declared her intention to challenge Republican incumbent Chris Tagg for the 102nd Assembly District seat. Hunter resident Kratt is a single mother and a social worker by profession. Quote, I decided to run because there needed to be somebody to run against Chris Tagg, unquote, Kratt said. Quote, we were getting close to the cutoff for petitioning, and I decided that as a single mother, tenant, and social worker, I could bring a lot of unrepresentative viewpoints to the legislature, unquote. Healthcare is one of Kratt's top issues. Quote, the time has come that we really need to take a look at public health option, unquote, Kratt said. Quote, COVID has illustrated how private health care is a hindrance and not a help. It kept us from mounting a solid testing approach, unquote. Education is another area of interest for Kratt, arguing that public schools must be fully funded. She also wants to see police officers out of the schools. Kratt is also looking for the 102nd District to benefit from revenue generated by recreational marijuana, if it is legalized by the state, to give farmers an economic boost. Kratt said Tagg is an ineffective representative because, as a member of the minority, all he does is vote no. Quote, he can't really do much and hasn't taken the initiative to do much. We need somebody who can advocate for the people and make things happen, unquote, she said. The general election is Tuesday, November 3rd. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com and more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.